Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Magic with Zuby. My name is Zuby, and if you're brand new to this show, the show's all about, it's about RPGs and video games and whatever the heck else I decide to make it. So, before we get started, let's get some announcements out of the way. If you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me via email at mtgzuby@gmail.com or on Twitter at magicwithzuby. And that's about it. So let's dive right into the show on today's topics. Today we're going to be talking about the D&D movie, which, you know, spoiler alert, is amazing. We're going to be talking about Walrus Game Studios, which is a new venture I am a part of. And then we're going to be talking about one of the new products of Walrus Game Studios, Darkstorm Adventures. And then we'll be talking about, you know, an upcoming Kickstarter that we're going to be doing about Darkstorm Adventures. But before we dive into all that, let's get into our first topic here, the D&D movie. And right off the bat, I loved it. I haven't seen the original D&D movie with Marlon Wayans, God, since I was a kid. And I don't remember liking it or hating it. I just remember thinking it was okay. I mean, I probably do need to watch it again because I barely remember anything about the movie except Jeremy Irons. That's about it. But this new movie, Honor Among Thieves, I was really pleasantly surprised by it. Like, I had low expectations going into it to begin with, but I thought it was, I had more fun than I thought I would. And I brought both my daughters, my 13 and 19 year old, and they both loved it. Yeah, they got bored at some points, but especially towards the end when the action started really picking up, they loved it. Yeah, it wasn't the best story. It was very cliched and, you know, very tropey fantasy story. But you know what? I don't care. Who cares? It was fun. It was a fun movie that I think catered to both non-D&D fans and D&D fans. And it was the right amount of comedy and seriousness that it needed to have. I even want to see it again and try to catch some more of the Easter eggs. There was probably a lot that I missed. Like, there were so many of the spells that they were casting that, you know, I'd recognize some, but I wouldn't recognize others. So I'd have to, like, look up what they were after the fact. The speak with dead part was one of the best. Just everything was surprisingly good. I mean, Michelle Rodriguez as the barbarian, she was my favorite, surprisingly, because I thought I was gonna like Chris Pine the most. Not that he was bad or anything, but Michelle Rodriguez, she just stole the show for me next to Justice Smith, who played Simon the Sorcerer. It was all four of them. The four main cast were freaking amazing, like all four of them. But if I had to pick my favorites, it'd be those two. And then I'm gonna butcher this guy's name, the one who played the paladin, Ray J. Jean Page. He was great. Like, I can't even put into words to express, like, how much of a lawful good paladin he played. It was so well done. It was so funny, but not taken as a gag, if that makes sense. It's hard to explain because everyone who plays D&D or other RPGs know the lawful, good, boring paladin and how straight-laced they can be. But Ray J. Jean Page's character, it was just better than I expected. And the action was great. The choreography, the fight choreography was really good and fun. And just, there's so many little D&D tropes that even if you're not a RPG player, you can still enjoy it for what it is. But I'm hoping they do another movie. It could even be a sequel. So, without getting into spoiler territory here, the story is pretty self-contained, but sort of opens itself up, you know, towards the end to a possible sequel. It's not that the story ends with any, you know, loose threads that are like, you can't be, it has a satisfying ending, but can lead itself to other stories. And, you know, if they come back and do another movie with the same cast, it'd be so easy to drop them in somewhere else in Forgotten Realms. It was great to see Neverwinter on screen. Great to see the Underdark. They even mentioned the Tribor Trail. I think that's where they found Simon. It was just, I don't know, all of it was just so much fun. It was all of it was great, and I had a great time, and I want to see the movie again. I'm definitely going to pick up the Blu-ray when it comes out, and I didn't get a chance to get the D20 popcorn bucket, which normally I don't give a crap about that, but I'm a sucker for, you know, giant dice. But oh well. It was overall fun. I definitely recommend it, even if you're not a fan of tabletop RPGs. But who am I kidding? Most of you all listening to this are going to be fans of tabletop RPGs or just RPGs in general. So we're going to move on to our next topic here. Walrus Game Studio. Now, a lot of you may be asking, what is that? You know, it's something that has been brewing for a little while now. So just a little bit of backstory. With Magic Wazubi sort of changing away from Magic the Gathering and now on to RPGs, this is just sort of a culmination or another path that Magic Wazubi is taking here. Now, Magic Wazubi is still on paper a business. It's a DBA, and it's still something that I'm going to continue doing, but not nearly as much as I was. Like I said, moving away from Magic completely, as I'm done with that part of my life, and now on to something else I'm really, really excited to do. We're going to be talking about it more on the show, and we're going to be... Walrus Game Studio is going to have a huge part of that. So Walrus Game Studio is a new venture that I'm a part of with some other people. We're a group of people wanting to make both video games and tabletop RPG games. I do have plans for bringing on some of the other people on the show for interviews, just to talk about, you know, our ideas or, you know, their journey into gaming, both digital and analog, with video games and RPGs. And, you know, the thing that gets me excited about this the most, because this adventure module that I'm going to be talking about soon in the next topic, it's been something I've been working on for the past couple years, right? I mean, not that I've been working on it straight for a couple years, like I would do a bunch of work, then just stop. Because I last play tested this module, I want to say in 2021, and then I was like, yeah, I want to print it out, or, you know, get it to print and all that. But it was just me by myself, even though I did have people help play test and give me really good feedback. But what I'm really liking about with this group here that is not only helping push me to bring this what I want it to be, it's also that the group that we have so far has a lot of strengths that I don't have. You know, we're all complimenting each other with stuff that, you know, the other may not know how to do. Like, for instance, we have the sort of head guy, Kurt, who is really good at business and marketing and financial stuff, which, you know, goes over my head. We've also got another guy, Dante, who's the same, who's good at that stuff, but also really good at programming as well, too. And has also been my editor for this, too, because he has a much better grasp of the English language than I do. And there's others on the team that are really good at coming up with, you know, merchandise stuff or website ideas, like being able to do back end of websites. We've got another who has this mind for, he's had other businesses in the past, and he has this mind for like all the legal stuff you got to do for a business and all the project management of it and the organization of a business. And I'm like, I don't know any of that. I come into this with really more of the creative aspect where I've got all these stories I want to tell and all these design ideas that I have for mainly tabletop RPGs. Not saying that I'm not going to help out with any of the video games, but my knowledge of programming video games and Unity, Unreal, and any of that is extremely, extremely non-existent. So it's, you know, when we start, because we have a video game in the works right now too, and I'm planning on QAing that the best I can, you know, maybe helping make some logo art for it because I'm finally putting my graphic design degree to use, especially with making logos and layouts and trying to pick out fonts and colors and all this other stuff that I haven't done since college. But it's like, holy crap, it's all coming back to me, you know. So it's Walrus Games Studio is a legit LLC. We are corporatized. We're working on trademarks, copyrights, all that good legal stuff. And thank God we have some people on the team who know how to do all this, because I just think back to when just by myself with Magic with Zuby, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't know anything of what, like, any of that stuff. I can make the program, I can be creative, but all the sort of background legal stuff and even like marketing and business stuff, it's hard, it's tough. And I'm glad we have a really awesome team that, I mean, we have project management boards going on here. It's like we're trying to be as legit as possible, even though there's like five of us. But, you know, we're trying to build that good foundation now so that in the future, should something happen as we grow, we have that foundation so we know we're not just making it up as we go along. And so I'm really enjoying it. You know, our goal is to make games that can be enjoyed by anyone and everyone that are both digital and analog. The first project that we have that's really, really close to going live is this Pathfinder and D&D adventure module that I'll be talking about next. And then right after that, we've got a video game that we're hoping to release by summertime, fall, and all that. It's just been a lot of fun, and it's been creatively fulfilling to do. So expect more about Walrus Game Studios. I'm going to have some people from the team on here to talk about them and their experiences and what they bring to the table, and also talk about video games and RPGs and stuff. So the next topic is going to be about Darkstorm Adventures. Now, you may be wondering, what is Darkstorm Adventures? Well, it is the new product line for Walrus Game Adventures. It is the product line of adventure modules we are designing and publishing for both Pathfinder 2nd Edition and D&D 5th Edition. Yes, you heard that right. We are doing both systems because we don't want to just lock ourselves down to just one system. But there are a few caveats to that. Yes, development time does take longer to do for both systems, but the way that we're doing it is we are first designing for Pathfinder 2nd Edition first. Pathfinder is always going to be our first and foremost system we always design around, and then we do our best to convert it to D&D 5th Edition afterwards. With all of us, and this is an admittance on my part, is I've played D&D for a lot longer than Pathfinder. So my familiarity with D&D is much greater. So designing and building adventures for Pathfinder would take, I feel like it would be harder to convert from D&D to Pathfinder versus from Pathfinder to D&D, because I'm extremely familiar with all the systems and rules of D&D versus Pathfinder, right? It's so when we are doing these play tests, and even when our group is even just not just playing any of our modules, but just playing, you know, casually, it's we always play Pathfinder. So that's why. And also we opted to go with D&D because there's the bigger market share as well too. We don't want to leave that out. And we were at first not going to do any D&D at all, because so we have been at the beginning of January, I've been in talks with them, and because I've been wanting to do this adventure module so bad, right? I just want to get it out there. I want to become published. I want to start getting my name out there. So it was all Pathfinder at first, because with this whole OGL debacle that happened earlier this year, we were all just turned off completely about even touching D&D. But when WotC came out and basically put their SRD, the system reference document, in Creative Commons, we came back and regrouped as a team and decided, yeah, we will do D&D 5th edition content, but Pathfinder will always take priority. And it's mainly due to we still don't fully trust WotC and what they can and can't do with D&D. Yes, with it being on Creative Commons, there's a lot of protections against it. WotC doesn't control it, but we're still not 100% on board with WotC, if that makes sense. Like, we're gonna make D&D content, but like I said, it's not gonna be our priority. Like, if something shifts where, I don't know, we get another OGL debacle from this year, from earlier this year, like down the road, then we'll just be like, pivot, be like, nope, you know, we can make content for just Pathfinder and maybe make content for Kobold's Black Flag, Kobold Press's Black Flag. You know, the reason why we're doing this, because we want our adventures to be able to be played by as many people as possible. We don't want to just pigeonhole to one system, because we feel like the stories we tell are going to be fun and engaging for all sorts of players. We are really trying to... So our goal with making these adventure modules is we want to be able to make an adventure module to be ran in either system and have it be as simple as possible, right? We want you as the GM to buy this book, read it, and have as little as prep time as possible, right? So that is what we are going in mind with as we're developing these. We want you to be able to pick this up, read a chapter, you know, 10, you know, read a chapter 30 minutes before you got to play and be like, oh, okay, I know how to run this. I mean, granted, that's, you know, not everyone's going to be able to do that, but that's sort of the idea of what we're aiming for. We are trying to write it as clear and concise and leave as much ambiguity behind. Now, that sounds like we may be railroading or writing really linear adventures. That's not, I would disagree with that, because when we released this first module, yes, it is a very linear module, and we opted for going linear for the first module just because we want to, you know, get our feet wet with this first one and just see what the design process is like. Because when I originally designed this module, it was going to have some branching paths, but I reined it back in and like, no, for the first one, let's just go simple and go from there. But the thing with this first module and the feedback I've gotten from people who have read it is, even though it is linear, it lends itself to some more open role playing, some decisions that can be made, some engaging scenarios that can happen. And a lot of it will depend on your group. So as GMs all know, players will do whatever the heck they want, you know. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, right? As a GM, I find that personally exciting, where I want to experience the unknown, the unexpected from my players. So the way we develop these modules is to give you an idea of how to handle that sort of stuff, right? Like, if the players go the left road instead of the right road, all right, well, here's maybe how you could handle it and still sort of steer them back to the main story, right? It's that's what we're trying to do, essentially. Like I said, we're not going to be able to account for every single thing players do, because that's just not possible. So, like I said, we're super excited about it. It's the first module we have is basically, for all intents and purposes, done for the most part. We're doing some last minute tweaks to some encounter balancing for both systems, where, and the way that we're doing it is, we're just, it's either myself or I have me and one or two other people, where we just build some quick characters and just do the combat to make sure that, you know, the encounters aren't completely out of whack, right? We want some encounters to be harder than others. We don't want some to be too easy or too hard, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, the CR tools, the CR calculators that are out there for both D&D and Pathfinder have been an amazing godsend to help us with that. But sometimes you still don't know how it's going to be until you actually play test it and try to do, you know, what a player might do, or try to set up a class combination for the group to see how balanced is this. Of course, it's, you know, if your whole group is running nothing but bards, right? I mean, the encounters aren't balanced for that, right? I mean, they either may be too easy or too hard for, you know, four bards versus, you know, a balanced party of, you know, fighter, cleric, druid, and sorcerer, something like that, right? And then the only other stuff that's really left to complete the book is the legal stuff. We're waiting on Orc. As of this recording, we're waiting on Orc to officially release. And then I think that's the biggest one. The other stuff is, we're in the process of trademarking and copywriting stuff. We have logos ready. The book render is essentially done. I may go over one more time just for some small layout tweaks, but it's done for the most part. I mean, I could release it today on DriveThruRPG and, you know, say it's done and all that, but we're not wanting to do that. We're wanting to give a shot with the Kickstarter, which I'll talk about in a second. And we already have, basically, this module is done. It's at the finish line, and now we're just doing a lot of the, you know, business type stuff, the business and legal stuff right now, and some last minute tweaking, but it's done, right? And development has already begun on two more adventure modules. Like, just last night, as of this recording, I was spent 3 hours just fleshing out the next module I want to do, and I've play tested it a few times in D&D. So, like I said, it's being developed for Pathfinder first, but I'm fleshing out the region and the story right now, and I have a good foundation for it so far, and it's just steadily working on it. So it's, even though this one's done, it's, you know, I'm not ignoring the other two. And plus, we have the video game as well too, that's, we're going to be doing more of later this year. So, as I mentioned, we are going to be doing a Kickstarter for this first module. It's really to just test the waters here, right? To see how, gauging the interest for this, because we're going to be selling both digital and print. We're researching, you know, the whole process of how to do a Kickstarter, because we don't want to do it half-assed, right? We don't want to just release it out there and say, here you go. We really want to do this the right way, because this is going to set the foundation for all future Kickstarters that we try to do for not just RPGs, but for video games as well too. So I'm still working on the foundation of it. I've reached out to some people who have Kickstarter experience to maybe just consult with us. Like, we don't want to hire someone to just do it for us. We want someone to help us and teach us, so that way we can do it going forward. We just need that guiding hand at the beginning here. And we're still figuring out tiers of rewards and add-ons. One of the guys is really good at making some stuff that we could possibly go along with the Kickstarter. There's other stuff we want to do too, which I know I'm being really vague, but as we get closer to it, I can talk more about it, because we have nothing set in stone right now in terms of rewards and tiers and all that stuff. We just know that we're going to be selling a digital version and a print version. That's about it. And if the Kickstarter ends up failing, we're going to release this in some form or fashion. We'll put it on DriveThruRPG. We'll do a, print on demand option. Either way, this module is going to release in some form or fashion. We want to do this Kickstarter because first we want to see, hey, if we're successful, awesome, cool. If we fail, okay, why did we fail? What's something we can do better? And that's the way we're going about it, because we're really serious about this. We really want to do this. And, it's fun and exciting times. I mean, as the Kickstarter comes closer and as we start getting a more solid foundation of what we want to do with the Kickstarter, we're going to be doing streams of live plays for the module. We'll do interviews with other people on the from the team. We'll maybe do a giveaway or something. I don't know, there's just so much. We just know that we're going to be marketing this a lot. And so, and expect more episodes too of Magic with Zuby about Walrus Game Studio and the module, stuff teasing this and the Kickstarter. And yeah, I think that about does it. That about wraps it up for all the topics we have today. So, like I said, if you want to help join us on this journey, we've got a public Discord now for Walrus Game Studio, which we are going to be eventually getting beta testers for the video game and also more play testers for upcoming modules for when we're wanting to do our next two modules. Like I said, this next module that we're planning, I could see doing play testing in a couple months from now. Just to get, feedback on it, and then going from there. I mean, we're always going to have our announcements and videos and episodes up there. So I'll put the link to the Discord in the show notes. And yeah, I think that about wraps it up. I can't think of anything else. Well, thank you all for listening and watching. This has been Zuby with Magic with Zuby. And, we've been doing this podcast for a long time now, and it has made a major pivot. There's been a lot of stuff that has been changing with myself, and both personally and professionally. And we're just gonna make do. We're gonna do what we gotta do and go from there. So thank you all for listening, watching, and I hope you stay tuned for what's coming up next, because it's some exciting stuff. Thank you.